North Georgia Business Radio presents the best of Business Radio X. Business Radio X serves as the voice of business in cities around the country. And every day, Business Radio X lets you hear from business leaders, executives, managers, and business owners, allowing them to share their stories of success. I'm Mike Salmond, and today on the show, we're going to share some of the conversations heard recently in our Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett County. Today, you'll find out how you can take your next corporate event or even a family reunion to the next level by putting it on the big screen inside a movie theater. Also on today's show, hear how private security firms are working hard to change their image. Say goodbye to Paul Blart Mall Cop and say hello to well-trained first responders. But up first, it's time to experience Revel, the $900 million, 118-acre mixed-use and entertainment destination will begin construction off Sugarloaf Parkway soon, right next to the Infinite Energy Arena in the center of Gwinnett County. The developer of the massive project says Revel is a game-changer that will change life within the county. On a recent episode of Member Spotlight, the Gwinnett Chamber's monthly radio show and podcast on Business Radio X, Mark Toro of North American Properties, the company in charge of the project, shared the latest news on Revel, which many believe will be even more successful than Avalon, the mixed-use and entertainment destination that opened 4 years ago in Alpharetta.
First and foremost, there will never be another Avalon. The set of circumstances that was in place in 2011 when we acquired that property was what it was, and it was the situation in North Fulton was then what it, and now it is what it is. But Gwinnett and any other community we work in has an entirely different set of circumstances, different set of demographics, different set of physical conditions. In Gwinnett, we have a very, very big advantage in that we are adjacent to and conjoined with the Infinite Energy Center. So with roughly 1 million visitors a year to what is now a surface parking lot in the center of Gwinnett County, a county with 1 million people with average household incomes north of $90,000 a year, which is a really good number for us, it's a good place to be. So whereas at Avalon we had a clean slate with really no driver other than what we were going to create, here we show up at the doorstep of Infinite Energy Center with 1 million built-in patrons.
Okay, so Revel's not going to be Avalon. What is Revel going to be? Tell us what we can expect.
Well, you'll see a lot of the same pieces and parts, and in many respects it will be the same. We will deploy the same formula. We call it the secret sauce. So it's much more about creating community than building buildings. And it's much more about the space between the buildings than the buildings themselves. So one of the key components at Avalon is the plaza, where we host skating in the wintertime and yoga and other events in the summertime. That is the kind of community building opportunity we think we will bring to Gwinnett. And again, that will be bolstered by the patrons of the Infinite Energy Center, the arena, the conference center, the convention center, and the forum, where people will have an opportunity to come early and stay late. But here we will coalesce the in-place community in Gwinnett with all of the visitors come from all over the region. We'll extend the reach beyond what Avalon provides for North Fulton by virtue of the location on 85 at Sugarloaf Parkway. We'll attract from Commerce and Winder just as much as we'll attract from Norcross and Suwannee.
Outside of Class A office space, can you elaborate specifically on maybe some of the other areas of entertainment and such that you'll be adding in Revel?
So let me start with office space and talk a little bit about how this is, if this product, if you will. I hate to use that word because it's all about the community, but the pieces and parts that come together that create this secret sauce drives value and attractiveness for an employer who's seeking to recruit, retain, and engage the best and the brightest. The challenge that most employers have today who are situated in the suburbs, and we've seen the suburban flight to urban settings from North Fulton, from Gwinnett, from all over the metro Atlanta area, the challenge they have is trying to retain that next generation. And in order to do so, they've got to provide that energy at the street level. It's not about the building. It's not about what's in their office space. It's not about a ping pong table. It's about when they set out foot outside their front door, where are they? So you take that aspect and that component, that attractiveness to an employer and an employee, and you relate it to a resident. So we'll have 900 multifamily residential units, about 100 units of single family for sale housing. We've also we've already have a waiting list for those residents who are seeking to live that lifestyle. And again, it's about when you set foot outside your front door, where are you? We've heard it said at Avalon that when I step outside of my building, I'm already where I'm going. And we couldn't have articulated it better ourselves. So you take that and equate, and then you layer on those uses that are creating that street level energy that that office worker and that resident, and in the case of a hotel, the Westin Hotel, a hotel guest is seeking in an urban setting in the suburbs.
Yeah, the shopping, the dining, the entertainment. I'm assuming some of the folks that have been at some of the other places that you've developed, Avalon and so forth, are saying, hey, I want to be at Revel as well. Can you tell us where you are as far as signing up some of the places? Do we have specifics on, like, I know we got a movie theater?
We do. We do have some specifics. I'm not
quite sure
whether or not I can share at the moment.
But we're talking restaurants, nightclubs, things, you know, work, live, play.
That's exactly right. And we have, I'll call it, between 25 and 50% of our retail space committed with a large number of people in line. We will probably pull back the throttles on food and beverage here shortly because a lot of the A players that we've sought in the categories that we'd like to see represented at Revel are already committed. We have some tricks up our sleeve, I think.
Can't wait.
And the big advantage we have is the opportunity to collaborate with Preston Williams and the GCVB at Infinite Energy Center because they are not only adept, but they are extraordinarily capable in programming and operating those facilities, which are world-class.
You know, you talked about the household income and why this should do very well, will do very well here in Gwinnett County. And I want to talk more about why this project is right for the Gwinnett area. For me, it seems like there really is no center of attraction for the whole county. And now we're going to have this area where you're going to have work, play, restaurants, entertainment, and so forth. Talk in your words why this is the right project for Gwinnett County.
It's downtown Gwinnett. Right now, there is no place for the entire community of a million people to come and be together, just to commune. There are lots of great downtowns that are burgeoning in Gwinnett County and Suwannee and in Duluth and in Lawrenceville and elsewhere, which is what we see, that phenomenon all over the metro area. But what we see, what we saw with Atlantic Station, what we saw with Avalon, what we're seeing now with Colony Square, is that we need more critical mass and a larger facility to be able to host the community. So we have now a million built-in residents and a million built-in visitors as a starting point to set us on our way.
From a timeline perspective, when can we expect to start seeing some of the buildings go up, some of the residents and things of that nature? I think there's a lot of questions around that, so maybe you can provide some guidance on that.
I think we'll see ground broken on our component. As you know, it's already under construction, and as much as the county is building parking decks to clear the way so that the facility can still operate and make way for our, those parking decks will be completed later this year, and then we can start construction. So I'm thinking fourth quarter of 19 or first quarter of 2020, and call it 18 months of construction, and we'll be sometime mid-21.
You bring up a good point, Mark. I never thought about it. And we're talking with Mark Toro with North American Properties, and they're developing Revel here in Gwinnett County. Is unlike Avalon, where you had a clear slate and you can just build, here you're working around an arena and a convention center that's still in business.
Well, that's exactly right. And we're in training for that at Colony Square, where we're literally demolished a 70s vintage mall that was built atop a parking deck. That parking deck is still in service. The office buildings are full. The condos are full. The hotel is full. So we are, it's a bit of a balancing act to demolish and then reconstruct 21st century model for community on an existing parking deck.
You mentioned earlier about 30, 40, 50% full as far as some of the retail and space and things like that. Who do you want to hear from? What are some of the companies or types of businesses that you'd like to hear from?
Well, I'd love to hear from the local community. There are lots of entrepreneurs in Gwinnett County that are seeking to be in business, and whatever that is. We will have a fair amount. We'll have 200,000 square feet of loft office space above the retail, very similar to what we did at Avalon, where we've got architectural firms and interior designers and professional service firms. We expect to have that same sort of demand at Revel, and we're already seeing that. But we'd love to hear from people who are interested in getting in the retail trade. Retailing is, as we know, a really challenged aspect of our business today. But there are those who are succeeding by reinventing the model. And we'd like to hear from them. We have a number of local boutiques, 7 or 8, I think, at Avalon, local boutiques that are homegrown Georgia businesses that are excelling and doing well.
As you're building this project, sometimes you want to have a unique twist or something there that you've never done before. Anything maybe a little exciting or unusual that we'll see at Revel that we might not see anywhere else yet?
Don't give away all the secrets, Mark.
Well, you know, we search the countryside and the world. There are lots of things done in European cities that are being deployed in these mixed-use urban burbs today because of the scale of the streetscape. We've heard at Avalon, it's like being on vacation. It's like being in Europe. It's like being at Disney. It's like, and the key is to design the streetscape so that it is pedestrian-focused while still being able to provide an opportunity for a vehicle to traverse the street. It's all about pedestrian scale. So it's no longer about a shopping center with a field of parking. Virtually all of our parking will be structured. So it's about getting a person, an individual, a visitor, maybe they are going to a concert or a show or a graduation at the arena. They park their car once and they spend the day there. And that's the same opportunity that people, residents and office workers will have as well. That's what we see in real cities. And that's not what we've seen in the suburbs. We think we're satisfying a demand in the next generation of Americans to have a walkable urban community.
So, Mark, what is that website of people that say, I want to see what this looks like? Where can they go to see the renderings and
go
the video?
ExperienceRevel.com. We are all about the experience, right? So we literally trademarked the phrase experience maker, one cap E, cap M, one word. We'll see it. You'll see it hashtagged on all of our social media. We are very active in social media and engaging with our community, and we want to hear from the Gwinnett community about what it is that they'd like to see us incorporate at Revel, because we've seen that that sort of crowdsourcing mechanism has worked very well for us. Originally at Atlantic Station, where we had a severely challenged property, now we've saw it at Avalon, we're seeing it at Colony Square, and we're seeing it at Revel as well. We want to hear from the community about what they want to see, because this is their property, not ours.
And as you do more and more of these wonderful developments, you just get better and better at it, and it gets just a lot of excitement, another huge feather in your cap.
Well, we have a phenomenal team, and it's exactly the same team, down to the architect and the landscape architect and the graphic designer that developed Avalon. And as I said at the outset, there will never be another Avalon, but the same pieces and parts and the same team will create an offering at Gwinnett that will have the same impact.
And that's Mark Toro with North American Properties, the company building Revel, a $900 million, 118-acre mixed-use and entertainment destination in the heart of Gwinnett County. To hear the entire interview, visit businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then click on Member Spotlight. Coming up next, meet the Gwinnett business leader who's helped purchase over 10,000 backpacks filled with school supplies for the area's homeless and needy children. North Georgia Business Radio and the Best of Business Radio X continues after this. Welcome back to North Georgia Business Radio and the Best of Business Radio X, where we are sharing some of the on-air interviews from this past week. In 2007, local business leader Steve Kendrick, the executive general manager of the Infinity of Gwinnett and Subaru of Gwinnett Auto Dealerships, founded the Back to School Backpack Program, a charity to provide children in Gwinnett County who are either homeless or have family hardships with a backpack and the essential supplies needed for going back to school. In the 12 years since, well over 10,000 backpacks filled with basic school supplies have been distributed throughout the program. One of the program's biggest fundraisers, the annual golf tournament, was just held at the Summit Chase Country Club, where Duffy Dixon of Business Radio X was able to catch up with Steve to get the latest about this amazing program.
A very exciting day, beautiful weather. We are here at Summit Chase Country Club, and joining me is the man behind all of this. This is Steve Kendrick, and he is with Subaru of Gwinnett. Steve, I'm dying to ask you, how did today go?
Well, you could not have had a better scripted day. Just look at how beautiful it is. We've got blue skies with white clouds, and I mean, it was just awesome out on the golf course.
Now, we had a little bit of an upset. We have a new first-place winner, a first-place team, and they get prizes today, but they have a distinctive honor. What do they get to do next year?
Each year since we have started, we have a sponsorship in the Pro-Am of the Mitsubishi Golf Classic, and this particular team will be representing Infiniti of Gwinnett, Subaru of Gwinnett, and select Mitsubishi of Gwinnett at the Mitsubishi Golf Class next April.
And I like what you said to him, like, be sure to practice between now and then, boys. You're representing us in the next next time you golf, the next big golf tournament you have.
That's true.
What a great thing you've been doing for years now. This gives backpacks to homeless kids, who otherwise would show up at school with none of their supplies they need, not even a backpack, and, you know, would feel out of place, probably be ridiculed. Why this event? What does this mean to you?
For those exact same reasons you just said, we live in a society that, unfortunately, kids are judged by their peers. And what I thought might be a good thing, and I ran it by the management of our, you know, my general sales managers and any of the other managers in the dealership, and I asked them, I said, do you think we could get behind a cause where we could give backpacks, and not only the backpacks, but the school supplies that go in them, for the homeless children in Gwinnett County? And we were thinking in the beginning, you know, that might be 200, 300, somewhere along that. But this is our 12th year, and this year we'll probably top, not probably, we will top where we've given out almost 1,000 backpacks a year. We're going to be somewhere around 11,500 in total in the 12 years.
Wow, what a great thing to do, and what an impact. And an impact, you see the difference immediately.
We do. We, for a very special reason, we do not ever see the children that receive the backpacks. And the reason why, there's an anonymity factor in it that I like to have, where we stuff the backpacks, then the backpacks are taken to the different shelters in Gwinnett County. And by the way, if we have any that are left over that we did not give away in Gwinnett County, then we donate those to the Salvation Army. But we don't see the children, but from what we understand, these children just actually have a sense of pride immediately that they're going to school and they're going to be just like everybody else.
We so appreciate your efforts, and this has been a long time running. The weather, as you said, was beautiful this year, a great crowd, and a new team that will be taking you into the Mitsubishi game this next year. And thank you so much, Steve Kendrick, who is with Subaru of Gwinnett and the Back to School Backpack Program. We hope to see you next year as well.
Well, thank you so much, and we have just enjoyed our relationship with Radio X and look forward to continuing to do so.
So congratulations to Steve Kendrick and the amazing employees and families of Infiniti of Gwinnett, Subaru of Gwinnett, and Select Mitsubishi of Gwinnett, who spend countless hours to support the program. Subaru of Gwinnett, by the way, is the studio naming rights partner of Business Radio X in Gwinnett. If you'd like to know more or find out how you can support the Back to School Backpack Program, reach out to Kim Jones at Infiniti of Gwinnett. Her email is kjones@infinityofgwinnett.com or call Kim at 678-812-8533. Coming up next on the Best of Business Radio X, hear how private security firms are working hard to change their image. Say goodbye to Paul Blart Mall Cop and say hello to well-trained first responders. North Georgia Business Radio and the Best of Business Radio X continues after this.
Are you paying too much in taxes? Who isn't? Taxes are the highest expense small businesses face. Maximize your return on investment. Reduce your tax bill. Tax planning and tax resolution strategies, the art of keeping more money you've worked hard for. Schedule your free tax planning consultation by visiting www.taxplanning.com. BottomLineTaxSolutions.com. That's BottomLineTaxSolutions.com.
Welcome back to North Georgia Business Radio and the best of Business Radio X. Private security firms are companies that provide armed or unarmed security services and expertise to private and public clients. And as the demand for protection and private security grows, so does the need for better trained personnel to fill those positions. That topic was addressed on a recent edition of Case in Point, hosted by Rick Strawn of Paradigm Security Services and featuring his guest Nick Cooley, the president of the North Florida Security Academy.
Why do you do what you do?
Why do I do what I do? I believe there's some deficiencies in the security industry as a whole. There's deficiencies in training, recruiting, retaining quality officers that are out there in the front of the line, the first responders. We're there well before law enforcement gets there. They need to be trained and trained better than anyone else. And unfortunately, our state requirements
are minimal.
Are very minimal, way minimal, more than the law enforcement side. But we're the first ones there. We're wearing a badge. We still have a target on us. Most people don't realize the thousands of security officers that are killed in the line of duty around the country. They don't talk about us. My job is to make awareness to that, help agencies to be better and get them to train their people more thoroughly to save lives. So they can save lives and we can save their life.
When 9/11 happened, the whole paradigm of security changed. Private security is now much more of a first responder expectation. We see the stuff first. We report it first. We notify the law enforcement or the emergency medical staff. Mm-hmm. Training is very important, which is one of the reasons why we started our own training academy as well. We wanted to do it right, which is basically why you set this up, is because you want, at least that's what I'm hearing, what you want is to get these people trained right, trained thoroughly, so that when something happens, they're not trying to stand around and wonder what to do. They know what to do and how to react.
Correct. I mean, I've seen that with other security companies, that there was an incident and their officers had no clue what to do. Their command staff didn't know what to do when the chaos starts on a critical incident.
Flying by the seat of the pants like the old days is not a good way to handle private security. Mm-hmm. You've got to have that training. You'd like to think that all companies have somebody that's law enforcement background or military background or something that owns the company, runs the company, trains the company. But sadly, that is very seldom actually the case. It's somebody that's thought, hey, this sounds like a good idea. Let's go for it and see if we can do this.
It's not hard for somebody to, a big corporate figure, a lot of money, open up a security agency and not have any clue. And then they're hiring people that don't have a clue. They're just looking at it for a quick moneymaker. That you can buy franchises now in security, and they don't have to have any experience whatsoever. They just need the money.
All you have to have is enough to be able to get the license.
That's correct. And, I want to make that shift to changing our industry and the perception that the public has of our industry, of being that old name, the rent-a-cop, the little mall guard. I want us to have professional security officers that represent a pride of our industry. So if I can change a little bit, change the philosophy of a community, and I can get our pay rates up from minimum wage type jobs to decent paying jobs.
We'll get better people.
We'll get better people. If we train them, the public's perception of us will go up.
The important thing is perception is reality, especially in the world of security. And that perception has got to change. People need to understand what the importance of security is. It's not like they're the equivalent to your janitorial staff or whatever. These people sometimes are the difference between someone dying and someone living.
That's correct.
And, that sounds theatrical, but literally it is the truth in today's world. And there are so many companies out here that really don't have a clue But they preach a good line, and they sound great. But when you really get down to it, and they start reacting and doing things, and you see them in the process, and you see behind the scenes, unfortunately, they really don't have a clue.
I believe that we can make a shift. It's going to take one agency owner like yourself. It's going to take one agency at a time to buy in that training is the most important part of finding skilled people and getting skilled people. A lot of them are passionate about what we do, but they have no skills to do what we do.
They'd love to be able to do it, but they just don't know how.
And nobody's training them. I've seen supervisors untrained only because they became a supervisor because they were the only ones that didn't call out sick in the first 30 days. And they go, well, we need somebody like you. Oh, okay, come on. Oh, by the way, you're a sergeant now, and they don't have any clue what they're doing. But if I can get one agency after another to buy in that training is the key, and I'm unfortunately, unlike your agency where you were in law enforcement, you have great people, amazing people that work with you that have the skills that can train them. Other agencies don't have that. You're having an unskilled, uneducated person that thinks they know what security should do.
And call themselves a trainer.
And they call themselves a trainer. And they're out there training people, and they don't have any business being a security officer in some cases, but they're the ones out there teaching these uneducated security officers what to do. So it's like Absolutely. The blind leading the blind, and we have to stop that. Because a lot of people don't realize how much power and authority we have on private property more than law enforcement. Because law enforcement, as you know, can only enforce what? Statutes and laws. We can enforce all the property rules.
Yep.
And then when they don't follow what we do or what we're telling them, then law enforcement can back us up and help us enforce those property rules that are being violated that could cause a crime. You know, big parties, we can break those up because it's part of the property rules. Law enforcement, you can't. They're not breaking any laws.
One of those things that's important to do is have something that you can get out there and talk to people about.
You know, we teach our kids in school to take action. Stranger danger, run, yell, scream. We teach them to drop and roll when they get caught on fire. But what they weren't teaching, or they were teaching before it started to roll around the country a little more, was to hide underneath of the desk and don't do anything. Well, we have documents of people that have committed active shooters in schools shooting at targets on the ground because they knew where all the kids were going to be.
Exactly.
But it's not just schools. I have to tell you that. It is not schools. Businesses are more than 43% of all active shooter incidences. 43%. The schools just hit us because the news media reports it. But just like the other day, the hero, Riley, in North Carolina, he took action.
Absolutely.
He's probably saved dozens of lives. He lost his life saving others. He's a hero. We need to remember that man's name forever, not the person who did the shooting.
Absolutely. We are guilty as a society of making all the memories about the guy that did it rather than the guy that
saved lives. And there's hundreds of them that have never made the news that stopped a potential incident, and nobody knows who they are.
Every day, somebody in a security field is going to run into somebody that wants to test them. I want to do this, and you can't stop me. You're not a cop. Well, yeah, we can, and that's our job is to do that. And how do you do that is what they've got to learn. How do you do it without necessarily going to the ground and fisticuffs and fighting?
Teaching de-escalation, how to de-escalate exactly. A situation, but blend it with situational management skills. A security officer can be arrested for being an aggressor in any situation.
Absolutely.
Which rightfully they should. And unfortunately that happens to a lot of them from time to time because they think that they are all powerful, all knowing, they got all the God syndrome in them. And they don't need that. They need to be, look, let's move, let's get this done. But that's because they lack the communication skills that I like to add to my classes of asking questions, talking to people, how to communicate. Because the more they can communicate, de-escalate the situation, and get them to do what they need without becoming the aggressor. But we need to be prepared when somebody swings. because we can defend ourselves like anyone else, and it's just a matter of enough force to put the threat down. But if you're not aware, it starts there. If you're not aware of the situation that you're about to be in, you're going to get hurt.
Absolutely.
Or killed at the worst.
And that's what you don't want.
And that's host Rick Strawn with guest Nick Cooley on Case in Point on Business Radio X. To hear the entire conversation, visit businessradiox.com, click on the Gwinnett Studio, and then select Case in Point. Well, coming up next, how would you like to have your next private or public event at an AMC movie theater? Learn more about a growing trend using the big screen next on North Georgia Business Radio and the best of Business Radio X. Welcome back to North Georgia Business Radio and the best of Business Radio X, where we are sharing some of the on-air interviews from this past week. Did you know that you can host your next private or public event inside a movie theater? A sales presentation, a company retreat, a client appreciation party, even a family reunion, whatever you want to do, at least one nationwide theater chain is opening its doors to make your event special and unique. Kim White, the local events coordinator with AMC Theaters, explains more in this interview from Gwinnett Business Radio.
It's got to be easy to have fun working at a theater.
It can't be more fun than working with a theater, I tell you. I have come from a line of the entertainment business, and I'm so excited to be back in the movie business. It's a really fun company to work for. AMC has been around a very long time, one of the largest and oldest movie companies in the United States. And they have so many theaters around the country, but over 20 here just in the Georgia market and very concentrated in Atlanta. So we have such an amazing product. We bring you awesome movies, a great staff, and everything you could ever hope for to have an event in a movie theater, which most people don't know. So when you want to have an event outside your business, you can go to a movie theater and do that. And the first thing that I always hear is, I had no idea. So we try to let our Atlanta area market know that if you want to step outside the box, you want to go to a place that's a little bit more fun than your office, and you want to take your clients or you want to take your employees or anybody that you can think of or just your team and you want to go out and see a movie, you can do that with me.
That is very cool. We're going to set something up here at Business Radio X.
Absolutely.
You probably get the reaction that Steve and I have when you tell people you're from AMC Theaters, because everybody goes, oh, wow, that's cool. My reaction was, oh, that theater in Lawrenceville with the seats that drop back where you can kind of lay down and watch. I love that. You probably get that all the time.
Absolutely. We have several different types of theaters in the Atlanta market. We have our standard AMC, which is nothing near standard. Many of them have our recliner seating. We also have dine-in products. So if you want to go to a dine-in theater here where you can get the best of the best and go enjoy a movie theater and a restaurant setting in the same building, it's unbelievable. We also have our AMC Classics, so kind of your hometown theater, but in all of those theaters, we have an amazing staff that has a great tenure with our company, some over 20 to 25 years in the movie theater business, and they will take amazing care of you.
You said something about being in the entertainment business, then getting out and getting back in. Mm-hmm. Share your background. I'd love to hear your story.
Yeah, of course. I actually straight out of college started working for Six Flags Over Georgia. And I was planning and booking events, corporate buyouts, all types of things that you can do in a theme park here in Atlanta. So I'm very familiar with the Atlanta market. And from there, moved into employee recognition. So I have a good feel for what companies are trying to do for their employees as well. So knowing how to plan events, knowing what companies are looking for from large to small businesses has really helped me grow in this industry. I stepped away from that for a little while, and then I came right back into the entertainment industry with AMC, and so proud to be with them.
You said that when businesses, their usual first question is, what, really? I can do an event at a theater? My first question was, when? Because a lot of times theaters start movies right at 12. So I'm assuming when a business rents out a theater, most of the time it's during the day. Talk to me about when and how that would work.
Yeah, so many options with our theaters. You can actually do a morning meeting before our theaters open. So if you have a company that wants to come out and do a morning meeting, if they want to do an executive summit, if they want to come out and do a training, if they wanted to do a sales pitch. I actually have real estate agents that bring their clients out and treat them to a client appreciation Appreciation Day at the theater. So you can come out and do a meeting in the morning. You can do a meeting with or without a movie. You can actually tap into our projectors and use our large screen to get your message across. If you wanted to do a product launch or any type of event that you want to have a nice, comfortable seat where your guests can enjoy themselves in a very unique environment, that's where you go to AMC.
At the AMC in Lawrenceville with the recliner seating, how about just come in for naps? I mean, that's one of the things I was thinking. You gave a very good description of a very broad range of ways that people are using it. Any really, really unique, and I mean, you've been in the entertainment industry for a little while. Any of those entertain you and go, I can't believe that company did that? I mean, when you said that I could put my presentation using your projector, that's kind of cool. That kind of made me go, ooh, I didn't think about that. So what are some of the other things?
So some of the more unique events, we've had guest speakers or motivational speakers. So they actually ran out of theater and bring in a crowd to come and hear their message. So that's really interesting. We have families do their family reunions in our theaters.
Wow.
I know, very cool, right? And we also have a company here locally that's looking to possibly do auction events inside one of the theaters. So if you can dream it, we can do it for you. I can tell you that. There is no way that we can't find a way to do an event that you'd like to do inside the theater.
You did some of the more unique ones. A standard one is, hey, we want to come watch this movie. In fact, I'm an independent financial advisor by day. That's my day job. And I know that's one of the growing things. Some of my worthy competitors have had client events where they go see a movie. So is it always have to be a current run movie, or are there ways to potentially tap into some movies from the past? Or, I mean, if it's not current run, what's available?
That's a great question. So yes, absolutely. You can see the current blockbusters. If you would like to bring back a movie that fits with your message or what you're trying to get across to your employees, or it's just a fun movie that you wanted to see, like Apollo 13, let's throw one out there, we can bring that back into the theater for you. So it does not have to be a current and run movie. It also doesn't have to be a movie that we have. We can actually do your own content. So if you're showing commercials, if you're showing things that are appropriate for your business, we can actually do that as well. So lots of flexibility and options.
All right, let me get in the weeds for just 30 seconds.
Okay.
So Weird Al Yankovic's UHF, right? One of the cult classics from the mid-80s.
Yes.
If I wanted to show that, is there extra cost to bring that into the theater, how does that work? I mean, without getting too much in the weeds.
Sure. If it's a movie that AMC needs to license from our studios, yeah, then there will be a cost for you to bring, for us to bring that into the studio for you. If it's content that you own the right to, for example, we have some schools that do film festivals where their kids create movies and they want to come in and show their film festival in our theater. As long as you have the rights to that and can show us, then we can show it.
And that licensing fee for the Weird Al UH, I mean, does that range in price? Is it reasonable? Am I talking about $10,000?
Weird Al will pay you.
Hey, listen, that is a great movie. Okay. So is it really cost prohibitive, or is this reasonable?
No. AMC Theaters prides itself on doing events that are very budget conscious for your group. So for a licensing fee, it tends to vary, but anywhere from $100 to $300, $500. It just depends on the movie, how current, how old it is, and if we can get it.
Okay.
So it's something we would need to quote for you.
You told me that was a great question. That's a great answer. Okay. That's a fantastic answer. You know what you're doing. I am so enthralled right now.
you may have touched upon this earlier. How big and how small can you go with our groups?
Absolutely. So we have auditoriums as small as 25, and we have auditoriums as large as just a little over 500. And then if you need multiple auditoriums, we can absolutely do that too, up to full theater buyouts. We have those here in Atlanta as well. So from the Fortune 100 companies who are renting the entire theater to the church group that wants to bring out the kids to see an appropriate movie, we can do all of those. And we find the right location and the right size auditorium for that group.
I go to the AMC website all the time to see what's playing, what movie I want to go to. Is there a website that has all this type of information on it?
Our AMC.com website, or AMCtheaters.com website, will absolutely have a lot of information about movies. But the best way to find out everything you need to know about events is to contact me at events@AMCtheaters.com. Of course, you can always follow me on LinkedIn, so Kim White on LinkedIn. And then if you do talk about doing an event with us and you pay for a full price corporate event, I'm willing to throw in some extra tickets for you just for mentioning this interview.
Wow.
With a movie theater, especially an AMC movie theater, we have so many here across the city of Atlanta. They're so easily accessible, and it provides a unique environment that most anyone can enjoy. I mean, who doesn't love the movies? Who doesn't want to come out and experience a theater, whether you're seeing a movie or not? You still get the experience of being in the theater, enjoying that big screen, those comfortable seats. that great popcorn and Coke, I mean, who can go wrong there?
There is no one who would go, no, I don't want to sit in a nice recliner and get comfortable and watch something on a giant screen. So I like that.
And that's Kim White with AMC Theaters on Gwinnett Business Radio. To hear the entire interview, visit BusinessRadioX.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then click on Gwinnett Business Radio. Well, that's it for this week. Business Radio X lets you hear from the top business leaders, executives, managers, and business owners in our communities. Today's interviews are just a few of thousands that you can hear anytime, 24/7, by visiting the voice of business, BusinessRadioX.com. Until next time, I'm Mike Salmon, and this has been North Georgia Business Radio and the best of Business Radio X.